being set to queue up, and had a son and a daughter who were extremely, extremely handsome, and they were caught and sold into slavery in Rome to two different people. And each one, the two masters happened to meet someplace. One said, "Well, you know, I got this extremely handsome abbot, extraordinary, and this one got this extremely handsome maid." And they said, "You know what? Let's put them together, and we'll split the kids. We'll have they'll be worth a lot." So at night, they pushed them both into a room, and each one sat and said to himself. The son said, "How can a son of Aaron Akoyim, who's Makim is Beah, and lived with a Shivcha, a Shvela?" And she was saying, "How can a Bas, Rangel, the Bas, the princess of Kaisel, live with a Tomei?" In the morning, they recognized each other, they cried, and they hugged each other and died together. That's the Maiser in Gitt, and that's the story we're sitting here. The story has an extraordinary, a lot of extraordinary dimensions to it. It's, you know, it's hard enough to focus on the Korban, but to focus on the whole picture, to incorporate everything into one picture, it just defies the mind. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Kohen Gadol is brought another Gemara. It says, Tanya, Pamachas, I was being Machtik Peiris, the style of Nim, the Panamach Nasrika Sasha Tzvokois, and he was a Kohen Gadol bringing Peiris, and he perceived the Shkina, and the Shkina told him Barcheni, and he said, Yirotzen, the Gadol Rachmach Amid Esecha, it's a Kodesh that's an Eim Shur Chadin, we say it, also, but the near liberation. So you have a description of what sort of Adam is like in a way that we don't imagine. The person going in with nihilist names, the Kohen Gadol who would go by him, and the Shechina Kaviyachol is asking for bracha. The sense of it is that Churban is impending, and the, like it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tznuah is Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhagas are driven by us, and we have the ability to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Koach HaKaviyachol to Rachman. So a boss of Adam is in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Shechina, who's aware, the Shechina is aware of the impending Churban. He's like, this person's on a darga that is asking, the Shechina Kaviyot is asking to be Nisbarech. And he's Nisbarech, the Shechina that Mizrachim should be able to overcome the Midas Adin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be able to use Rachman. And this same Rabbi Shmuel is skinned alive, and his children are sold off into slavery and gone. I mean, in a sense, when we sort of kid about people being makhid b'kiddush karbanis, fine, the makhid b'kiddush karbanis, it's a karban Hashem, it's a oila, whatever it is, at least figuratively, metaphorically, we can deal with it. But that your son, the prince of Israel, should be consigned to a life of the shmutz of Rome, an eved in Rome, and your daughter to be taken as a slave in Rome, going from a massive of standing in front of Akashvika Kosh and Tzvokos and the Shechina asking for bracha, to having your child sold off as a ship for the Rami, it just doesn't, the Bira Rama, the Bira Mikta, doesn't take. It's very, very hard to understand that contrast. And one or two in the Kudus in it. It says that when the Kohen Gadol used to go out of the Beis HaMikdash his face shone. Like it says, look, there's the myocardium that we, the system of the myocardium was getting killed. I would venture to say that Rabbi Shmuel was somebody that hoy had become permanently part of this. It's like a Torah Ida on a Klicheris, that it's not the Yitzhak Loilam. It wasn't the beauty of the Leah's Kohen Gadol of Klal Yisrael. That hoy that the Roman Emperor was in the war of, that Rome is in the war of, it's the hoy, the difference was for all Kohanim it was transient. The moment they came to Beis HaMikdash, they had it when they left it, and then it waned. Rabbi Shmuel, the truth was, he was the essential Kohen Gadol. He the Kriyas took on the radiance of somebody with Ma'ariv Pnim. You see that Chazal pointed out his experience with Ma'ariv Pnim, that means he was steeped with the Ha'ara of the Ma'ariv Pnim. That was the stature of Shmuel. Usually, Yoifi in the Bria, it's something that, on the one hand, Yoifi is a Pesach for Taiva, and it's master the person. On the other hand, Yoifi is the biggest, it can save a person from hate. A person who, the Yetzirah of a person who's blessed with Yoifi is that it's free. That he can his taiva knows no rain, and he can get his way. That is where Yoifi has become the shayus of taiva. The Yoifi of Klal Yisrael, the hoy that impact on the Kohen Gadol, was the Yoifi of someone that says, how can I soil my suit? Somebody who is a young person stuck in Rome for the rest of his life. Less thin, less fine. That's it. He's not Jewish anymore. It's finished. I mean, he's a Roman slave, and he's in his prime of his youth, and it's dark, and he says to himself, Ayeka, how can a Ben Aaron be chayter? How can somebody who saw my father's face, the radiance of my father, the radiance I have is a reflection of the radiance. How can I take it and sink it to a ship in Rome? The beauty of the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael. Once again, the Romans stayed with the skin. That's all they understood, that's all they had locked up. And that's why they have to keep marching around to show it, because that's all they had. What remained from us is the Ben Ovas of Yishmael, that in a matzav of, there was no reason, a matzav of Yishmael Tzadik, in a certain sense, much worse, the Yoifi was what saved them. The Yoifi was, how can a princess be stable, a zuam? That was the liquid of it. And we don't understand the yonim that are missed from us, but just to repeat it, the Ramami Kanu says that the Ben and Bas of Shmuel Kohen Gadol was a tikkun for Amnon and Tamar of Beis Shavit. Amnon, David HaMelech had two children, brother and sister, and he was in the Sana with her, and that was a Pagam Mahus Tavit, obviously. And the ticket for that was this brother and sister that uplifted themselves. Arab, in a massive of Chesed, they uplifted themselves. We don't understand this, but it didn't go for waste. His children didn't disappear into Rome and were never heard of again. His children became, they gave over some of his radiance with their deres. The mysterious nefesh was the very deres. That when we look at the yoif of Klal Yisrael that they couldn't lay their hands on, it's Ben Avas of Yishmael. The pnim that people will never enter is Ben Avas of Yishmael. That's why there's a special tenet to preserve that yoifi, that view of the Kohen Gadol, and how it expressed itself in Ben Avas of Yishmael. That's my way for us to use it. The most you are left, you are seen more. You are in the world. I will lay the needles of my house, but you are in the world. We all came to the end of the world. I'll take a bath and destroy what you are doing. 6 million, you forget each one is a prat of the whole world and so on. When we speak about Chumash HaMikdash, Chumash HaMikdash contains itself in many, many parts of Kedusha, many Inyanim, and each and every one of them needs to be noted, the Mazik and the Kiyur and the Yoles and so on and so forth. That's one Inyan that, why the Inyan of spelling out each and every sleep. I think there's another Inyan also. It says, the Gemara says, the halacha, that both priests by Halula, that when the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash, the Kelim became the Chulam. The Kelim became Ois Kodesh. The Etzim Bias Priestim is the Chalim. Let's forget about the Mizbeh. The Shikthu and so on, the halacha that they're getting in. We're trying to say that the Beis HaMikdash was one unit. It was the Beis HaMikdash. All the bits and pieces were a cloud in the Beis HaMikdash. It was one thing. When the Goyim came and they were Mechal the Kedusha, it became a collection of Kelim. There's no more, it's lost. Nobody looked at the Beis HaMikdash before as being Goyim and Mazlegos and so on and so forth. Once the Goyim took out, there was no more Nim. Once the Kedusha was Mechal, then it's just pieces. All they got was a bunch of forks and knives. They got Kelim, but they didn't get the Mikdash anyway. That's the major Hadrasim. Achum Beis HaMikdash, Yehudah, Yehudah, Esther, Mosfah, Mishadah, 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 Mishadah,